Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Yay, it's Friday, and we are going to talk about polynucleotides. I am so excited to tell you guys about the power of polynucleotides, and you're going to be hearing a lot about polynucleotides from me in this coming year because I've been using them in the practice. I've been loving the results. I just came back from a conference in Japan, the Tokyo AMWC. That's the Anti-Aging World Congress. And let me tell you, Asia, China, Korea, Tokyo, Japan, they're way ahead of us in the use of polynucleotides. So I have so much to share. But let's start with the definition. So what is a polynucleotide? Polynucleotides are injectable biostimulators, and they're composed of nucleotide fragments. Now, if you go back to seventh grade biology, or maybe it was your molecular biology in college like it was for me, but remember that the nucleotides are the CGAT base pairs that make up the DNA molecule, right? They're coupled with the sugar, and they're coupled with a ribose. And these CGAT base pairs are used in the repair of our DNA and very important for the nucleus of the cell, very important to maintain integrity of cellular health and healing and wound repair. And let's face it, aging is like a wound. When there are senescent fibroblasts that are not working well, the process of building collagen and elastin breaks down, and that is where you get aging changes for the appearance and for the structural foundation and integrity of the skin. So using polynucleotides is a way to provide the building blocks for cells to repair injury and get really beautiful responses with collagen stimulators, because here we are giving these base pairs to repair nuclear damage and to help with repair of molecules that need to be rebuilt on a daily basis to prevent aging changes. So polynucleotides and aesthetics have gained considerable attention. They have the ability to regulate gene expression, they promote tissue regeneration, they give a really natural and rejuvenated look, which I feel has been missing from aesthetics in the United States. We've had so much focus on really amazing hyaluronic gel fillers to provide support and foundation, but not so much attention on skin quality. And as a result, if we feel like we're getting slightly overfilled, it may be time to look at this way of looking natural and rejuvenated without getting a filler, traditional dermal filler effect. The majority of the scientific literature that's out there on polynucleotides shows that they can have benefit to improve skin texture, reducing the depth of wrinkles, enhancing overall glow and facial appearance. And many studies have also shown that polynucleotides can promote collagen production, elasticity. They actually reduce inflammation and promote hair growth and the appearance of scars. So there are a couple different pathways where these polynucleotides work. And you might have heard of some initials. You might have heard of PDRN, PDRNA, PDNA. So there can be fragments of RNA, that's PDRN. And there can be fragments of DNA, PDN, polynucleotides, and PDNA. That's the DNA, actually. Polynucleotides is kind of a general term that encompasses all of this. Why do people say PDRN instead of PDRNA? Because there's a little bit of negativity associated with RNA. Since we heard of COVID, RNA vaccines, everybody's got in their mind a little bit of fear factor about RNA-related products. So I believe that people out there in industry and manufacturing in general have started to refer to this as PDRN, polydeoxyribonucleotides, with RNA fragments. But we have all of these available on the market. The most common is PDRN, and that's composed of fragments of DNA that are often derived from sperm, salmon sperm or trout sperm. Why do we use a sperm cell? Because that cell, if you picture what a sperm looks like, has a very large head and a tiny wiggly flagella tail. And the head of the sperm is almost entirely nucleus. And so there's a ton of DNA information available, and there are very few organelles or other cellular structures within this cell. So when we're looking at salmon sperm, we're looking at mostly DNA fragments with not much, you know, salmon organelles and other particles in there. When we're using these products on patients, we do need to check for fish allergy, salmon allergy. These products can have molecules and antigenic effect related to their source, which is, you know, fish, salmon, or trout. And so patients who have allergies or sensitivities to these products should avoid the use of pDRNA, pDNA, and all of those different products unless they're getting biochemically manufactured DNA fragments from other nucleotide sources. So there are two pathways that polynucleotides work with. The first pathway, the A2 receptor is activated, and that is a process within the cell that's in the energy-generating cellular processes of the mitochondria. So when we look at the Krebs cycle, the process of producing cyclic AMP activates protein kinase A and various transcription factors, including vascular endothelial growth factor. And these are the transcription factors that when they're turned on by this A2 receptor activation, we get enhanced angiogenesis, which gives more blood flow and oxygen to the tissues, and that optimizes healing and regeneration. And the second pathway that helps, besides the A2 receptor and the cyclic AMP, the second pathway is called the salvage pathway. These are the pathways where nucleotides are synthesized. In our body, DNA nucleases break down the DNA into these four nucleotides, which are then salvaged. There's a constant breakdown, recycle, and repair happening in the body. The body is super hyper efficient. So if a cell is destroyed or injured and nucleotides are released, the DNA nucleases will come in and they will break down and salvage DNA fragments into these four nucleotides. And these are then used for repair. So they're broken down, they're salvaged, they're collected, then they're used by the body in the repair mechanisms of introducing and fixing new DNA molecules. So now we've injected pDRN. Let's say we make and harvest these DNA fragments scientifically in the lab. Scientists have used salmon sperm and DNA sperm to stabilize other DNA experiments and reactions for generations. For the last 10 years, it's been used in the lab. When pDRNA is injected, it promotes fibroblasts, which are cells that grow collagen and elastin, to get firmer, healthier, and more youthful-looking skin. So using these DNA fragments, we can create micro injuries with micro needling and treating wounds that will improve how fast the areas get repaired. Wrinkle depth can improve, melasma and skin elasticity can improve. Most of these products are only FDA approved for use as cosmeceuticals. So they have come into the United States with the indication that they can only be applied topically on top of the skin and they cannot be injected. So please be aware of this when you are seeing an aesthetic injector or provider. Make sure you understand what you're getting into. And if you feel comfortable with the idea and your provider is super very experienced and you're not worried about future immune reactions, future antigenicity, or problems that may be created and down the line, then go ahead and try it. But I would recommend waiting until we see a few more published studies that show safety and efficacy. With microneedling, some of these studies have been done, and you can use these products as skin boosters. When we microneedle them into the surface of the skin, they are great improvements in wrinkle depth, melasma, and elasticity compared to microneedling alone. So when you add the polynucleotides, you get a better result. And that's when comparing to microneedling radiofrequency and regular microneedling. Collagen and elastin improve, as we said. The skin has better angiogenesis, more youthful, rejuvenated appearance. I've seen polynucleotides used for under eyes, the delicate infraorbital area, and that's often mixed with some topical hyaluronics. I think that there's improvement in the plumping and hydration levels there. Remember, with polynucleotides, it's multiple sessions, not just one. Like most biostimulators, they require 3 to 4 sessions spaced about 2 to 3 weeks apart to get the optimal results. If you want long-term maintained results, it's going to be several injections spaced out over time to give you that. These are really fine needles that we're using, so it's not very uncomfortable, but topical numbing can be used. And sometimes there can be bruising, swelling, or mild redness or irritation afterwards. When we're using polynucleotides as a carrier system, some researchers have found that the skin can have a calmed effect with less inflammation and less irritation. But if you have someone who's sensitive to salmon or trout, we should avoid this treatment. And if you notice skin irritation or immune sensitivities, we should abandon treatment, right? So let's talk about it. I think we're going to be bringing this into our practice and using this on the regular. I'm already using it with microneedling treatments. I think the combination of using the building blocks, amino acids, peptides, and polynucleotides in conjunction with a lot of these treatments is going to be the best way to give the body the tools it needs to rebuild aging, injured, or damaged skin. And let's face it, we all get exposed to a lot of damage in life, from ultraviolet light, from radiation, from everyday toxins, chemicals, things in the environment, just being, you know, using makeup, being rough on our skin, sleeping on our faces. These are all things that create damage in the skin. And the skin is a vital, important organ. When we give it the proper nutrition and these micronutrients, when we give polynucleotides, amino acids, and peptides, we have the ability to change how our skin performs over time. So if you're thinking about stimulating your own regenerative processes, this is going to be the year for you to try bioregenerative therapies. Come in and try collagen stim with me. Try a collagen stimulator. Try some polynucleotides. We're going to get you into the best shape of your life. And I think it's time that we evolve our thinking about how we transform aesthetic appearance. We don't need to fix faces. We need to enhance the beauty that these faces already have. So the concept of not changing facial identity by adding fillers and overcorrections or making people feel like they're missing something in their face, let's just take those beautiful faces and amplify their best features and improve their confidence, their glow, and their individualized beauty. That's my goal for this year. I hope you guys will think about polynucleotides for your practice. Remember, do the reading. Do not learn from Instagram or TikTok or YouTube. You must open PubMed and read the literature. The literature is a little sparse on polynucleotides, and so I am approaching it with a grain of caution. I'm making sure to not use injectable salmon sperm as yet on my patients, because I am not a salmon and neither are you, and neither should we put, you know, another organism's DNA into our system until we're very sure that it's been done safely without side effects for other patients. We are the test generation for all these products. I always want to emphasize that. And so 10-year history in Europe and in Korea and Southeast Asia, that's a good thing. But on the other hand, science is even better. And some of the science that's out there is a little weak. So I'm excited to do some science and research, clinical publications in the office ourselves, and help push this field forward with some really great products that are out there. Okay, that's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. We're going into Thanksgiving and the holidays. Take some time to pat yourself on the back. I am thankful for having such an engaged, intelligent audience that loves to learn. This is amazing that we love to learn. The day you stop learning is the day you stop evolving, and you might as well pack your bags and go to sleep and retire then. I'm always going to be learning and evolving, and I want you guys to be the same. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.